I think it's disgraceful. The year 2024 going into 25, and this is horrendous treatment is still going on. And I actually don't know if somebody dumped him or somebody saved him from a more horrific life. But it's actually disgraceful that this can happen.
It's so important, isn't it, for anybody with information to come forward regarding maybe where these dogs came from, or if as you alluded to, maybe if they rescued them or...
Yeah, you see, the problem is there's still allowing kind of puppy farms go on, so people would be breeding dogs and then just leave the dogs to die and sell off the pups for them, and it's completely wrong. And I would advise anybody that is looking for dogs over the Christmas to make sure that you can have them for life. They're not something that you can pick up and throw away. But also to go to the dog shelters and adopt a dog, because they're dogs that are laying there for years and nobody wants them. So it'd be important to try and give them a home for however length of time they've left. And then the dogs that were found, I wouldn't give them back to the owners at all. You can see the pictures, it's horrible to look at.
And do you really feel that that sort of activity is very much alive and well in Sligo Town?
Of course it is. Unfortunately, in Ireland, there's no animal welfare laws. I raise it in the council every couple of months. If you look at the amount of money that went to greyhound racing alone, none of that money goes to the dog shelters and none of it goes to feral cats. We have a serious problem or an epidemic in Sligo and in Ireland with dog shelters, with puppy farming and stray cats, but they don't want to give the money to the services that need them. Instead, they give the 20 or 30 million a year towards greyhound racing, which is an industry itself which makes 300 million a year.